Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell,
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood, thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Here in L.A., there are schools in which 20% of the students aren't vaccinated because parents here are more scared of gluten than they are of smallpox.
Well, that's where it started, folks. Jimmy Kimmel. Another late night, late night spokesperson for the CDC, not a comedian, opens his monologue and begins his attack on families, on parents who will not allow doctors to medically experiment on their kids, who already did in many cases and learned the hard way how dangerous and damaging it can be, including losing their kids outright, dead due to vaccines. Much less the vaccine injuries, including those called into the autism spectrum. And we start there today because it's an uproar. It is. Another Hollywood liberal intelligentsia elitist comedian late night following the script of the Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion, attacking moms and dads and attacking the very children who have been attacked by the medical and vaccine industrial complex. Welcome, my friends. I know, thrilling start to the show, Super Don. And we've got loads of audio clips. We're going to deconstruct Kimmel's monologue and PSA when he brought medical doctors who then complained that they couldn't finish watching Breaking Bad because they had to do a PSA about moron parents, when it's really the medical morons, including themselves, appearing in the PSA that revealed themselves.
Yeah, you know, Jimmy Kimmel, I've watched him for quite a while. Him, Jon Stewart, you know, I mean, in what we do, just kind of monitoring what's happening with the news. You know, a lot of the times the stories come from these guys, you know, and it's funny because a lot of people get the news from these guys. That's their local, you know, that's their main source of news. Mm-hmm. In this case, Jimmy Kimmel, he went too far. You know, when you're talking about sensitive subjects, it doesn't matter which side of the debate that you're on. They like to push the envelope. That's how they get the ratings. Right. In this case, he pushed it too far, and it has created an uproar online that I have not seen in a long time.
Oh yeah, people are defriending friends who are supporting and promoting it as if it was really funny and chuckly, and oh look how smart and pointed Jimmy Kimmel was, late night comedian and attacking parents and children. And we're going to get into it this hour. We've got two very special guests, one we haven't had on in quite some time. Her name, Dr. Rebecca Carley. Dr. Carley, are you with us?
I'm here.
All right, Dr. Carley, thank you for showing up on little or no notice, and I'm grateful for you. And I want to, can you briefly relate to my audience, if they don't know about you, if they're new to the Robert Scott Bell Show, may not have heard of you or about you, why you do what you do, why you are an outspoken opponent of vaccines, in particular the personal story with your own son?
Well, I was trained as a surgeon. I worked as a trauma surgeon in the busiest trauma center in the United States, Kings County Hospital in Brooklyn. And I eventually left because I witnessed euthanasia, research fraud, and experimentation on people. But unfortunately, I believed the vaccine propaganda, and I took time off to have my son, who is now 19 years old, and he got all his vaccines, and he became brain damaged. And that's when I started opening up this black hole of vaccine misinformation and researching how to reverse the vaccine-induced diseases with natural therapies, which, by the way, people talk about autism. It's pretty much all diseases in internal medicine in people and in pets. And I highly suggest people go to one of my websites, reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com. Click on the pet page. There's an extremely important article there called Science of Vaccine Damage, which I found about 5 years ago. 19 non-pharma-funded veterinarians came to the same conclusion that I did two decades ago or so, that vaccines are causing a corruption in the immune system that leads to all autoimmune diseases, non-traumatic seizures, cancer, and genetic damage. And it's true in pets, and it's true in people. So when you start to really do the research, you find that we are being lied to big time about vaccines.
Dr. Curley, you're absolutely correct, and you know we've talked to you before, and today we're going to deconstruct Jimmy Kimmel's monologue written as if written by the CDC, also
yes,
with our good friend, nutritional historian. He's not a doc, he's better. His name, Christopher Barr, and he's back with us on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Chris, how are you, my friend?
Great to be on with you and Super Don, but it's been too long since I've been on a broadcast with Dr. Rebecca Carley, who, whenever I speak anywhere and bring her name up, I always say she's the smartest medical doctor I've ever known. So so delighted to be on with everybody today addressing this so important subject of vaccination that's more and more catching the national eye all the time. So thank you, Robert, and Super
Dog. No, thank you, Chris, for helping us connect Dr. Carley again. And the stronger they squeeze, the more of us squeeze out of their grip. And that's the interesting irony here, which is actually quite nice. And I'm happy that Jimmy Kimmel did this, even though I'm not happy about how it impacts negatively the emotional traumas, the PTSD of the families of children who are vaccine injured. But it's going to raise this level of awareness, and more kids will escape this, what I call, and have called for many years, the medical intervention, the gateway medical intervention that becomes the, let's say, precipitous downward slope of a lifelong dependence on allopathic medical interventions, drugs, drug dependency via vaccination. We're going to get into that, but if you don't mind, both of you, Dr. Carley and Chris, and even Super Don, the next hour, we're going to deconstruct the monologue and then get to the PSA, and we'll just do this conversation. Let's go to the next clip of Jimmy Kimmel doing his snarky best to attack people, parents who have woken up to the dangers of vaccination.
I want to say something about that. I don't know if you're one of these anti-vaccine people. You probably aren't going to take medical advice from a talk show host, and I don't expect you to. I wouldn't either. But I would expect you to take medical advice from almost every doctor in the world.
Okay, so he makes a funny, theoretically funny line there, Dr. Carley, saying, okay, don't listen to me because I'm a comedian. Okay, cool, fair enough, we get that. But then he's setting the stage to say, but listen to these experts, they're the medical doctors and they're all in lockstep. What would you say to that?
That's a total lie. There are many of us doctors who have done our homework and have investigated the dangers of vaccines, including myself, Dr. Russell Blaylock, and Dr. Tenpenny. We're probably the most outspoken of the medical doctors against vaccines. But this is not all doctors in lockstep. And how can you pretend these doctors, like you said, that they have on, who are complaining and using expletives, you know, just ordering the parents to get their freaking children vaccinated and complaining that they have to take time out to do a PSA. How can you just have them on without offering the other side? And, of course, we know the answer because, as you said, his monologue was probably written by the CDC.
Yeah, and it's known that they have people placed in Hollywood working on scripts on television and even in movies to support their propagandistic efforts to make everybody a walking, wounded medical experiment.
The thing about doctors is they didn't learn about the human body from their friend's Facebook page. They went to medical school where they studied all sorts of amazing things, like how to magically prevent children from contracting horrible diseases by giving them a little shot.
Well, interesting, Chris. I mean, he says magically, and because it is, it's a form of black magic that they wave their magic syringes, inject them, and say, look, you're not sick anymore.
Well, it is black magic. The only doctors that support vaccination are those who have never studied the history and the science of vaccination from its origins to the present day. Because when people like Dr. Carley, for instance, who didn't learn a pro and con on vaccination in medical school, like all the other medical doctors don't, well, when someone like Dr. Carley actually says, wait a minute, what's going on here, and looks for herself or himself, they come to the same conclusion Dr. Carley did and that I do. You know, you find out that the science doesn't support what they say. They're all marching in lockstep, all right, you know, but it's like, that Pied Piper leading
yes.
The lemmings over the cliff.
Yeah, it's a form of hypnosis.
You know those little shots of Botox? Which is botulism, by the way. You get your face to make your head look smooth and your eyes look crazy. A little shot like that and poof, polio is gone.
Isn't that interesting? Again, magic. It's black magic. Botox. Yes, we inject Botox in you Hollywood liberals to make you look pretty and you continue doing your Hollywood thing. It's just like that, except poof, polio is gone. Which there's not evidence to support that claim anyway, but it is a common myth said loud enough, lied long enough that people go, oh yeah, of course, they eradicated polio. Dr. Carley, did they?
No, as a matter of fact, they stopped giving the oral polio vaccine in the 1980s because the only people who came down with polio were the ones who were vaccinated with this live virus. And that's one of the biggest scams, you know, that's ever told. As a matter of fact, thanks to Bill Gates, he sent the oral polio vaccines to India, and 45,000 children became paralyzed after receiving that vaccine. So they're taking action against Bill Gates because of that. But I just want to bring up a very important point that I want people to consider when they're trying to wake up others. They're telling you they're vaccinating you against diseases. No, they're inoculating you with diseases. Now, if you use common sense, you say to yourself, wait a minute, if this bug is bad, how is injecting it into my bloodstream going to protect me? As a matter of fact, I would like to mention an extremely important article. I encourage everyone to access on greenmedinfo.com, greenmedinfo.com. It was posted on January 27th. The title is Measles Transmitted by the Vaccinated, Government Researchers Confirm. And it actually talks about studies done by various of these agencies that determined that a problem they had in New York City where
Hold that thought, Dr. Carley. We've got to take a break here. We are going to come back. We're going to continue to deconstruct the Jimmy Kimmel CDC dialogue and the PSA, the highly patently offensive and filled with lies PSA that doctors did.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I'm really glad my buddy Mark turned me on to GunsAD.com. I got to tell you, I didn't want to buy any more firearms. I didn't want a paperwork trail headed back to Big Brother. I want 100% privacy. I want to be an invisible gun owner. Hello? So Mark says, hey, you know, GunsAD.com, Ghost AR-15. Ghost means invisible. Get it? Ghost AR-15, GunsAD.com. I got a couple, if you know what I mean. Go to GunsAD.com or call 844-2GUNS-80.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Scott Bell Show.
Some people do not buy into that because they did a Google search and Jenny McCarthy popped up and she had clothes on, so they listened to what she had to say and decided not to vaccinate their kids.
All right, deconstructing the Jimmy Kimmel CDC dialogue. Now she's going after Jenny McCarthy with her clothes on, saying, wow, that's the reason that these moms are not vaccinating their children. We have Dr. Rebecca Curley, we've got Christopher Barr, and Super Don.
Yes, sir. You know, I got to ask you, are you really kind of tired of the whole Jenny McCarthy thing? That it's like anytime anybody wants to talk about vaccines and they're in the pro-vaccine crowd, who is it they always bring up? Jenny McCarthy. And why? Oh, well, she was in Playboy. So that means that, heck, anything that she says just is totally just not true, right?
Yeah, but that's what we're hearing.
Let me throw a few facts at you here.
Sure.
Kim Kardashian, media just loved her to death and everything like that when she was talking about it, her family needing to get the pertussis vaccine. She was in Playboy.
Wait. They gave her credibility. She was in Playboy?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Are there any more? Any more?
How about Brooke Burke? You know, when she was playing up the whole thyroid cancer diagnosis and giving medical advice to everyone.
Yeah,
she was a Playboy bunny.
She was a bikini model, so she had. Wait a second, they didn't discredit her for that?
No. And then how about this one, Sofia Vergara, Colombian actress, model, and stuff like that. She, she was doing the whole thyroid hormone campaign, telling everyone to take a prescription and all that stuff and everything like that. And she's taking her clothes off on She was okay. How about this one? Remember Kristen Bell just recently was quoted saying, "You can't hold my child unless you're vaccinated."
Yes.
She was, you know, bearing skin in Maxim magazine. And, you know, Maxim is that magazine that calls when Playboy isn't calling you.
You know? Okay.
Sarah
but yeah, right.
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Not Buffy.
She was the pertussis thing like that. People take, you know, she was in Maxim. So why is it Jenny McCarthy, who happens to be the one who's out there spending money and giving, you know, $1,800 autism treatment scholarships for families who can't afford to help their children, she's the one that's illegitimate. She's the one that doesn't have the smart point of view.
She's not playing along with the medical party line, so it has nothing to do with whether she was in Playboy or bared her body in that way. You're right. It's about you disagree with what we believe is gospel, and believe me, it is a belief, not a scientific fact, and Dr. Carly, you know from being a medical doctor and going through the medical school, they don't train you to think independently and ask questions in med school.
Not at all. As a matter of fact, I realize now looking back that just with the military, they use sleep deprivation in order to get you into a state where you can't even think critically. And, of course, you're not allowed to ask questions. I went to Downstate Medical School. We had over 300 medical students all just sitting in this auditorium listening to the propaganda. There are no questions to be asked. You just memorize the lies and then spit them back out on exams and then go on to the next one. There's nothing taught about vaccinology, the actual dangers of vaccines and the side effects that are admitted to.
Well, let's see what Jimmy Kimmel can teach us next in his CDC-inspired monologue.
This would all be okay if your kids were the only ones affected. They're your kids, but they're not, because unvaccinated kids put all children in danger, especially babies who are too young to get the vaccination shot. But, of course, that's according to doctors, so take that with a grain of salt.
Oh, man, Christopher Barr. I think he's hinting at something called herd immunity and acknowledging that their vaccines don't work, which is why they're so scared about children who are not vaccinated.
Well, the whole nonsense of that is you can go all through the scientific literature and find study after study showing that it is the vaccinated children, in fact, that are seeding the population and bringing about these disease outbreaks most of the time when they actually do confirmatory studies. So, you know, it's easy to parrot a position, but the science does in no way, shape, or form support what Kimmel just said.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is what we're dealing with. Again, a full-on, full-court press propaganda campaign, because people are not watching the evening news anymore. As you mentioned, Super Don, they're getting their news from comedians, and so they're trying to infiltrate their monologues to convince those unthinking people that just want to laugh that kids who are not vaccinated are a danger to yours who are. Or then they claim, well, if your kid is too young to get vaccinated or immunocompromised, then you're a danger to them. Despite the fact that, as Chris mentioned and Dr. Rebecca Carly mentioned, that you're shedding, in many cases, live and dangerous forms of these viruses. Stick around. We got lots more deconstructing of Jimmy Kimmel and the CDC monologue after this break. RobertScottBell.com for all of the links. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, you know, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet. It and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call?
Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. It's built in ferro rod, strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting Freeze Dried Diced Turkey and Ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Who aren't vaccinated shouldn't be allowed to go to school or daycare or go to public places. But I don't. Here's where I think it should go. If you are one of those people who knows more than doctors, that's fine. No vaccinations, but you're not allowed to go to the doctor anymore.
You know, I actually applauded that line because after you know what doctors do to your babies, why would you want to? Why would you want to? That's the question we have for you out there listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. Also, Super Don, of course, here with us on the board is Daniel. If you'd like to call in at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. We have Christopher Barr. He's not a doc. He's better. He's notadoc.org. And Rebecca Curley, Dr. Curley, an MD, talking out very directly on these issues as we counter the Jimmy Kimmel CDC propaganda from his monologue just the other day. And Dr. Curley, the idea that he said, well, maybe you're not allowed to see doctors. I think we'd be healthier. I know maybe it's a bit of an exaggeration, but you kind of get the spirit of where this is going.
Well, in my opinion, the only reason anyone should go to a doctor or a hospital is for some emergency like a trauma. If you get hit by a bus, you know, you need to have your bones set and your wounds sutured. Other than that, all they're doing is harm. And that was a very dark night of my soul when I realized that.
Mm. Well, also, the thing is, Kimmel says he doesn't want us to be able to take our children to doctors for the very thing we believe doctors are actually good for. Isn't that interesting?
Well, as you said, the blowback on this is going to be huge. As a matter of fact, the reason they developed this Obamacare is to try to force people to go for big pharma treatments, because more and more people all over the country as well as the world are opting for natural solutions, because there are natural solutions for everything. And in fact, the drugs cause so many side effects that once you get in that rabbit hole, you know, you get a side effect, they give you another drug for that side effect. I've had clients on as many as 25 medications at one time. It's totally insane.
Well, let's hear more from the CDC, I mean, or Jimmy Kimmel.
Why would you even want to go to a doctor who knows less than you do? So if you fall and you cut your head open, you will not be admitted to the emergency room.
See, that's not very funny to me. I mean, the thing is that those who speak out against vaccination are not arguing there's no place for medical doctors ever. As we've acknowledged, the place where they excel is emergency trauma interventions, putting Humpty Dumpty back together again. Although I do encourage people, and in my book, Unlock the Power to Heal with Ty Bollinger, we actually talk about ways to know first aid so you don't have to resort to that unless it's an extreme emergency. And Chris, you've raised a lot of kids. You know how to do it without doctors.
Yeah, I raised 8 children with no doctor bills, except for one, my last one, when he was a month before he was 18, that jammed his ankle, and we didn't know if it was broken or sprained. Once we got down there and they said it was a sprain and told us to come back in 2 weeks, when we walked out, my son laughed and said, well, we're not coming back here then. But we didn't have need of their services once we could verify what the injury was. And Dr. Carley made such an excellent point. The Obama health scam was created, that, you know, Obamacare it's called, you know, because consistently increasing numbers of people were stopping going to the doctor. So the point of this Obama health scam is to force everybody to only pharma controlled and approved medicine.
Well, and Chris, you were on the show with me as we talked about that letter from Obama to his fans after Obamacare was passed, that it was 100 years. It was 100 years in the making. Again, going back to the Flexner Report, going back to the heart of medical education in the 20th century, continuing into the 21st, to basically dumb it down to the point where everybody believes in petrochemical, allopathic, toxic poison interventions, even when they're not necessary, which is pretty much all the time, except in the extremest of circumstances, or most extreme of circumstances. So let's go back to the CDC propaganda campaign and Jimmy Kimmel to hear for, what else does he have to say here?
Stay at home, find that sewing kit you stole from the Marriott, and stitch it up yourself, Doc.
Oh, that was just a follow-up on that. Let's see where this goes.
You should also let your kids smoke. Why wouldn't you? The only people who say not to are doctors, and they don't know.
Isn't that interesting? Dr. Carley, do you remember when medical doctors were on commercial advertisements on TV telling you how smoking was good after dinner because it aids indigestion?
Exactly. I mean, you know, anybody that has a memory of these things is going to start realizing what propaganda this is. And let me just say, I'm not promoting smoking, but, you know, the Native Americans have used tobacco in their sacred ceremonies forever. They don't get lung cancer. You know, cigarettes have had like 3,000 toxic chemicals put into them. That's what makes them dangerous. So, you know, everything we've been told is a lie.
Yeah, it's absolutely incredible to use that line to say, well, you don't believe in doctors, then go ahead and let your children smoke, negating the whole history of the allopathic profession in the 20th century. And that is the the biggest point here that I can make, is that the rewriting of history, the erasing and rewriting of history, has been extraordinarily successful for modern medicine. To erase any history of herbal medicine, of homeopathic medicine, of natural therapies in American history has just kind of wiped it out from the collective memory and individual memory of so many who are now being forced to learn the hard way that relying on petrochemical injections, not a good idea, not a good idea at all.
We invited some real doctors to address this. Again, these are not actors. These are actual medical professionals. Every one of them is a real doctor. So hear them out and then decide for yourself.
So this is the setup for the next phase, guys and girls, boys and girls out there. Here's where Jimmy Kimmel thinks he's bringing out the big guns. I won't say Jimmy thought this. This is literally a propaganda campaign, CDC helping to write this stuff. They bring up these medical doctors for a PSA to be the officials, because we're not bringing up actors. These are real doctors, right? Not the pretend ones. Completely negating the origin of the word doctor or physician. And that would mean what, Christopher Barr?
Well, doctori from the Latin, to teach.
Look at that, to teach. To teach. I think, I just pause on that, because how many doctors are actually teaching? In fact, it's the opposite. What they're wanting you to do, well, hey, let's just play the first clip here, because I think it's a shut up and do as I say, don't ask questions, like Dr. Carly had mentioned in the med school training before.
I am a doctor.
I'm a doctor.
I'm a doctor.
I'm a doctor.
And I believe in vaccinations.
And I believe in vaccinations.
Okay, so they've stated their belief, Dr. Carly. How good is it that your doctor believes in vaccinations? Should that be enough for all of us?
Well, medicine has become a religion. The vaccines are the baptismal rite. They cause all diseases in internal medicine, along with other toxins, as I said. And this is how they get you on the road to the never-ending cycle, you know, going to what I call the white coats. And basically what he's doing is perception management.
Perception management. I think that's right. But it is, again, we come back to black magic. I'm a doctor. I believe this. Be smart like a doctor, as if we believe that they're actually smarter than you or me. And the reality is they're very good at remembering things and regurgitating things and getting acing the test to get through it. And then not looking beyond the medical horse blinders that are put on them in medical school. Now, when they come out, some of them actually wake back up. But I found it very difficult, even with the ones that have woken up, with some exceptions, and we have them here on the Robert Scott Bell Show talking about this, that they have a handicap. That, in fact, they should be allowed access to park in the handicapped spots because they're mentally handicapped by their training. Am I exaggerating, Chris?
No, not at all. You know, they have literally a few hours of nutrition training, at best. So, and we've already touched on that, Dr. Carly has noted they're told what to believe. There's no questioning. There's no actual virology. There's no study of viruses. There's no vaccinology studying the vaccines. Just here's what we say. Now go out and tell everybody else what we've told you, or tell them to do this because of what we have told you. There isn't any actual knowledge gained. It's just memorization.
Well, let's see if there's any science in the CDC-inspired Kimmel PSA from the Jimmy Kimmel Show.
If you don't vaccinate your kids, it can endanger their lives.
The potential downsides of vaccinations are almost non-existent.
The cumulative scientific and medical communities are in absolute full agreement
that there is basically no reason not to vaccinate your kids.
No reason.
Well, there used to be laws against lying in PSAs. But of course, this is a comedy show, so they can get away with it. But can you imagine? They said there's no reason. There's no, we are absolutely in agreement. There's no downside. Dr. Carly, how do they get, I don't even know what to ask you at this point.
Well, basically, they're paid disinformers. And of course, it's a big problem that when they vaccinate, the health departments actually keep track of the vaccine rates and they get more kickbacks if they vaccinate more people. But I just want to say that in regards to that word belief,
yes,
there's a lie in the middle of the word belief. And when anybody tells me that they believe in vaccines, I say, well, you haven't done your homework. I know how dangerous they are because I've been studying it for 2 decades.
And once again, another subtle but very profound irony at the same time, if that's possible, is that those of us who have come to a different perspective on vaccines through personal experience, through study and all of that, are not trying to get the government to force anybody to accept our viewpoint. We educate, we teach in the true origin of the word doctor, like Chris mentioned, but yet they are looking to use the power and force of government through their lies, through their propaganda, to now maybe even jail or fine parents who don't allow their kids to be vaccinated, take their children away from them to force them into this heinous medical experiment. And this is what we're dealing with now.
Which is why I cannot believe we have to make this PSA.
We settled this in the 50s.
Hey, remember that time you got polio? No, you don't, because your parents got you vaccinated.
There you go. The doctors are cussing, so they must be on the right track, Christopher Barr.
Yeah, it's amazing they go back to the 50s, which we have the data on to show that polio was on the downside. It was going out when they brought the polio vaccination in. And you can go by the state-by-state records because, you know, back in the 50s, they didn't have a national campaign. Tomorrow, everyone's going to get vaccinated. It took almost a decade to get every state online. So you can check the records out and see polio going down. The next year, compulsory vaccination entered, and it doubled, tripled, and sometimes quadrupled the polio after the vaccination in every state that that occurred.
All right, stick around. We've got some more deconstruction of the CDC Jimmy Kimmel Show. After this break with Dr. Rebecca Curley, Christopher Barr, we have them linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Check it out. And then we've got the ultimate laugh track on this that is just disastrous but exposes them for what they are.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jerry Thorne. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
In the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
4 years of undergrad, 4 years of medical school, and 3 years of pediatric residency.
I had to go to school for 8 years.
I'm pretty sure I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, maybe when it comes to drugging and intoxicating children, you know what you're talking about, but you deny the negative impact of doing so, which is, to me, a delusion, a very dangerous delusion. And, of course, if we look at the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, if we look at the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, the Kangaroo Unconstitutional Court, which has paid out, evidently, over $3 billion to children of vaccine, well, the children that have been injured by vaccines, even killed, and now adults with the flu shot. Fascinating. We continue now with Dr. Rebecca Curley and Christopher Barr. I'm going to play one more clip and we'll react here.
But you people still won't listen.
Now I have to use my only day off to talk to you idiots about vaccines.
I want to finish watching Breaking Bad.
I'm only halfway through the second season.
But instead, I've got to come here.
Because you listened to some moron who read a forwarded email.
So, they are now calling idiots and morons of the parents who have woken up, of the doctors, the many health medical professionals from all backgrounds and walks of life. Those of us here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we're idiots and morons because we don't fall lockstep into, like a medical lemming, and just march right off the immunologically corrupt cliff. Dr. Rebecca Curley, this is amazing. They're complaining that they don't get to watch their favorite TV show because they're doing a PSA.
Well, that shows how much they care about their patients, and I want to underline what Chris said earlier. I went through the indoctrination, and in regards to nutrition especially, we had 10 hours of nutrition, 2 hours on how vitamins give you expensive urine, 2 hours on the milk, how good milk is, and the rest of the time was spent on trying to convince us of the food pyramid. So, you know, this doctor believes he knows what he's talking about. That's because he hasn't done any independent study.
Well, and when you're left with just yelling at us and calling us names, do you think that they might have lost the argument, Chris?
Well, absolutely. You know, one of my new heroes is Dr. Paul Thomas, a medical doctor who's a board fellow, certified board fellow of the American Academy of Pediatrics, who just testified this past week in Oregon, where he noted he has currently more than 1,000 children at least 3 years old in his personal practice with no new cases of autism, while he noted in this testimony his peers have 1 out of 50 on the autism spectrum. He noted the statistics, like in Norway, where they have 1 in 1,000 rate of autism and they don't give hepatitis B at birth, versus here in America where we do. I mean, he just skewered the entire legislative session as a board-certified MD. And then our good friend, the late, great Meyer Eisenstein, who had 30,000 patients, children, with no autism in his practice. You know, I was so honored to serve with him and you, Robert, on a, a vaccine panel where he gave this information publicly that he hasn't seen any autism in any of his 30,000 patients. And, by the way, he hasn't vaccinated any of them.
Any of them at all.
All these people had to set up cameras, lights, sound equipment so that I could tell you to do something we've been doing for a century. Look at all these people.
So compare some of the doctors Chris Barr just mentioned to the complaining doctors in this PSA, worried that they're not going to watch Breaking Bad because they're just too busy yelling at us, calling us names because we have woken up from the medical matrix.
This is stupid. Get your kids vaccinated.
Get your kids vaccinated.
Get your kids vaccinated.
Get your kids vaccinated or lose my number.
Wow. Now they're cussing at us? They're calling our kids names, unspeakable names on the air. Dr. Carley, how does this fit into anything that would be legitimate about being a medical doctor?
Well, it doesn't. And basically, I think it shows how they don't really care. As we were talking on, during the break, there's no mention of the Vaccine Compensation Fund, which has paid out over $3 billion for vaccine-damaged children and adults, and it's almost impossible to get a case heard there. So
yes,
that's pretty dramatic, but none of these actual facts come up.
Dr. Carley, stick around. We're going to go a little long on this. I got one last clip here I'm going to play before the break, and then there's going to be something stunning after the break. Let me play this now.
Get your kids vaccinated, for these doctors may never find out that Walt dies at the end of Breaking Bad.
There you go. How snarky is that?
People like professionals who know what the hell they're talking.
They don't know what the hell they're talking about. They're programming you. This was the counter-programming. The Robert Scott Bell Show continues after the break with Dr. Carley and Chris Barr, because the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.